96.7 The Eagle, Diamond Rio, meet in the middle. It is 6:53, 7:53 in that Eastern time zone. Well, with us is Mayor Tom Dermody, and good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, but it's weird because
I know that's
it's Monday.
Yeah.
It's my Monday.
Yeah. It is. It is. What's new?
Well, it was exciting. A great weekend. If you didn't take a shot this past weekend on the soft opening over another downtown business, Downtown Delights, amazing. And except that they weigh your yogurt.
Really?
Yeah, they weigh it because that's what your cost is based on, because you get to do your own.
Oh, so they have okay.
All the little chocolates, and Jackie's monitoring what I'm putting in there. And then, and then all of a sudden, mine is like, it weighs so much more. It was fantastic, and it looked to be packed. People walking all around.
I saw quite a few around there, standing outside eating their ice cream yesterday.
Wow. Last night, I drove by because I know this is weird, but I had to check. Someone said about a road not being repaired properly, so I took a run. And close to 8 o'clock last night, it was still, people were still ordering and awesome. Outside eating.
Nice.
So the more of that. And then I'm really excited because tomorrow we have the opening of the Don George building. You know, we had to rebid it. Because it did not meet statutorily the amount of the average of two appraisals. So we can see what a private developer has, thoughts, ideas to turn that into something positive for the community. And then we can address, obviously, the big hole that I'm responsible for, the Don George building. But also, you know, our focus is protecting an entrance into the lake so that people can kayak, do what they want there, but then also have some fun. And this is where a developer's mind is different than mine, because it's not a large property,
right?
But people have, how they develop in to make it useful is amazing. So
their vision.
Their vision, exactly. And then we were out late last week at Beechwood Lakes, which is the 55 acres that was donated by the wonderful Luck family out by Beechwood. And you know, of course, we need housing of all types, affordable housing, higher end housing. And we're with some developers. We're also with Mark Schreiber, Kyle Cashmere from Beechwood. And how do you blend our Beechwood golf course into housing? They also donated those two homes. And what do you do with those two homes? You know, most developers want to knock them down because it gets in the way. Mm-hmm. But hearing some thoughts, I think we've got some cool ideas. Major props have to go out to Kyle Cashmere and Mark Schreiber. They've got some conceptually very cool ideas which could make LaPorte special.
Very cool.
Is that a hint?
Newport Landing. Where are we at on that? Because you're talking about the old Don George Ford building right across the street. Big green area over there yet. What's
yes.
happening?
Well, it's interesting because the process is lengthy. But I think we can say we'll have some announcements coming. But boy, you know, you have to sign this NDA, so you can't tell anybody do this. And then governmental processes take forever. But I think we're going to be excited to see some things happen there as well. So
what about the apartments there?
November, end of November.
November, okay.
And these were weeks ago, probably up to 2 months ago, when there were 75 available. There's a wait list of 80.
Really?
At 2 months ago.
Wow.
So
I'm shocked.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Don't be shocked.
No,
you should believe.
No, I think it's great.
Yes.
I was hoping they were going to have like an open house where we could all, you know, through and see them.
But didn't you say before on the show with us that, you know, people think it's all people come from Illinois. The majority's from here in the
There's
area.
There's a lot of people from LaPorte and a blend, which is good. And now they're also interested in the property across the street. That it's taken on such a positive that
wow.
they think there could be some more housing available there. Also, we have the Tidma Bakery site, 701 Maple, also the Lowe's building. So we have a great blend of opportunity of housing all over, and this is kind of fun.
You know, people are asking right now, all right, Dennis brings up Newport Landing. You're saying possible announcements down the road. I saw some people in the old Owls on the west side the other day looking in there. Are you looking at a grocery store
soon?
Did
you really see them?
I did. The doors were open, and some people were in there. Yes, I did.
Yeah, because...
Tell us, Tom. We won't tell anybody.
Yeah. Well, it's just between the three of us.
Yeah.
And don't worry about any of the listeners.
That's right.
They won't tell.
Our focus for Mike Riley's mom and Mrs. Ficus. I will never be able to ride my bike or anywhere on the west side if we don't have a west side grocer. So the goal along Rural King there is to have a west side grocer. If for some reason some other grocer leaves there and comes towards Newport Landing. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that rumor.
I have too.
Yes.
A few times, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, if that one does leave and there's nothing, there's going to be an uprising on the west side of the town, I can tell you. Yeah.
I better set up a market on my front lawn because otherwise I'm in a lot of trouble. So we are pushing. There's been a few names that have been out there on the west side, but it's nice to have these type of problems. You know, of development and, you know, places where you can sit down, whether they're fast casual, hint, hint, maybe a Newport Landing. I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying that, by the way.
Just the three of us. You're good.
Yeah.
And then tonight, by the way, at the city council, if you haven't seen the agenda, a potential school swap, land swap between the school and the city that we've been working on for some time. And excited to present that to the city council this evening. That could be beneficial to both the school corporation and the city of LaPorte. So,
what time's the meeting?
6 p.m.
City Hall.
City Hall, or via live on our Facebook page, because we want to make it accessible. But school swap, there's a little taste. Let's push it out. What does that mean?
Right.
And if people have questions, 363-7293 or Tom Dermody or City of LaPorte Facebook page, follow us. And I will take my 1.5 and 0 lead over Dennis home with me, and you guys have a great day.
You too. We'll see you Friday morning, buddy. Thank you very much.
What time should I be there?
What time can you show up? We're going from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. that day.
Awesome.
You come out whenever you get the chance.
I'm ready to rock. Get the checkbooks out. Get the cash out. We're coming for you.
That's right. We appreciate it.
That's
Mayor
right.
Tom Dermody has been our guest, as always, on Tuesday morning, Stump the Mayor.